Sakura desu.
Peter here. Celebrity Survival Phrases, Lesson 1. Now, we're bringing back survival phrases, and this time we're doing it for celebrities. Now, Sakura-san, why would celebrities need survival phrases in Japan?
わかりません. I don't know.
Well, Sakura-san, when was the last time you saw a movie? Okay.
Many years ago. Last year.
And what movie did you see?
カリブの海賊.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Now, how big of a hit was that in Japan?
I don't know. Sorry, I saw it on DVD.
Well, it was a very big hit.
Yeah. So, かっこいい. Cool.
Really good.
Jack, cool.
そうそうそうそう。興奮しないでください. Easy, Sakura-san.
Okay.
Now, when a movie's released in Japan, usually the main actors and actresses come over to Japan.
Yes.
And it's a huge event. Press conference,
yes.
Reporters from all the major news networks,
yes.
Newspapers, and they have this big press conference.
Yes.
And, of course, the actor or actress has a translator by their side, so they field questions and they answer in English, and through the interpreters, actually.
Ah, so だね.
You should do this, Sakura-san.
Yeah, no way.
So basically, they have to introduce themselves at this press conference. They also do marketing and commercials and lots of other things
yes.
here in Japan.
Mm.
So any Japanese that a celebrity can speak goes over tremendously well.
Yes.
Everyone's like, wow, even if it's just a word or two.
すごい.
Such a big difference.
そうだね. Yes.
It all makes sense, right?
Yes.
Okay, and in addition, this is really good practice for some polite Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the stuff in here is quite complicated because most of the reporters and the people doing the interviews use extremely polite Japanese.
Yes.
So, it's definitely a challenging survival phrases. Now, Sakura-san, with that said, what do you think?
Yes, it's interesting.
Yeah? Do you think anyone's going to listen?
Well, I hope somebody will listen.
That's what onegaishimasu is for.
Onegaishimasu.
Now they have to listen. All right. So, with that said, today we're going to work on
introductions.
And introducing yourself in Japanese is very easy, at least the most basic way.
Yes.
So, with that said, let's listen to the following conversation. And who is our star for this conversation?
Who
else but Jack?
Oh, Jack?
Jack? Jack Sparrow? Johnny Depp?
Jack Sparrow. Oh, yes. Of course.
Of course.
Sparrow.
All right, let's get right in. Here we go.
はじめまして。 ようこそお越しくださいました。
はじめまして、ジョニー・デップです。よろしくお願いします。とても日本語がお上手ですね。びっくりしました。いいえ、日本語はとても難しいです。One
more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。はじめまして。ようこそお越しくださいました。はじめまして。
ジョニー・デップです。よろしくお願いします。とても日本語がお上手ですね。びっくりしました。いいえ、日本語はとても難しいです。今度は英語が入ります。はじめまして。ようこそお越しくださいました。Nice
to meet you. Thank you for taking time out to come here today.
はじめまして、ジョニー・デップです。よろしくお願いします。Nice
meeting you too. I'm Johnny Depp.
とても日本語がお上手ですね。びっくりしました。Your
Japanese is very good. I'm surprised.
いいえ、日本語はとても難しいです。Oh
no, Japanese is very difficult.
So, Sakura-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
Mm. Yes, I think this would be useful in some cases.
I think really useful.
Really, yes, really useful.
Put it this way, if a celebrity came over here,
yes,
and had this exact conversation, it would be tremendous. People would be really, really impressed.
Yes. And this doesn't have to be like celebrity, you know? If you're introduced at the drinking party, this conversation might, you might face this conversation. Like if you've come here for business.
Yeah. The only difference between the situation you just mentioned and the one in this interview is the extremely polite Japanese used by the interviewer in the conversation. Now, we're going to tweak that a bit. But yeah, as you said, I thought we'd get into it a bit later. But as you just mentioned, yeah, if you use this Japanese at a party or when you're first meeting someone, anytime, people will be very, very impressed.
Yes.
Impressions, impressions, impressions. And then, yeah, these two lines, the two lines that our Johnny said, if you can do these, you're going to be all right.
Yes.
You're going to have a very good impression on people. Okay, let's take a look at some vocab first. Sakura-san, what do we have first?
はじめまして.
Nice to meet you. How do you do?
はじめまして. はじめまして.
This is followed by?
ようこそ.
Welcome.
ようこそ. ようこそ.
Now, this phrase is a bit formal. The first place you'll actually come into contact with this phrase is at the airport.
Yes.
Because they have a big, what?
Welcome.
To Japan.
Yes.
And how does that go?
ようこそ, 日本へ.
Yes, when using ようこそ, the particle A is used after the place you're welcoming someone to.
Yes.
Next we have.
お越しくださいました.
To come here, but this is extremely polite.
Extremely polite.
What is a less formal way of expressing this?
来てくれました.
You came for us or you came for me, depending on how many people there are in the party. In this situation, it's thank you for coming for us, as in Japan.
Yes.
As in everybody, all the fans, everyone who cares about that person coming. So here the extremely polite form is used, the most polite form, to show respect for this person.
Yes.
And in this case, Johnny.
お越しくださいました. お越しくださいました.
Now, the grammar is way, way too complex for this lesson, but just know that the person saying it is saying, you came for us.
Yes.
Again, if there's more people, if it's just one person, you came for me. And this is often followed by thank you or something along these lines, like thank you for coming for us. Then we have?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Next we have?
とても.
Very.
とても. とても.
Followed by?
日本語.
Japanese language.
日本語. 日本語.
Followed by?
お上手.
To be good at.
お上手. お上手.
The actual word for to be good at is?
上手.
But here we have the honorific prefix. お.
Yes.
Next we have?
びっくり.
Surprise.
びっくり. びっくり.
Now, if you're in Japan and your vocab's a bit limited, you could use this to express that you're surprised. You can just say, びっくり.
Yes.
And while it might not be the best or the ideal phrase, it should be good enough to express or convey that you're surprised by the situation or the thing that just happened.
Yes.
Finally, we have.
難しい.
Difficult.
難しい. 難しい.
All right, Sakura-san, let's get into the conversation. First we have...
はじめまして.
Nice to meet you.
ようこそお越しくださいました.
Welcome. You came for us. Now, はじめまして is a set phrase.
Yes.
That's the way it is. No changing it. That's all. How do you do?
Yes.
Now, the second part, welcome, and then again, set phrase, except for it's a very polite set phrase.
Yes.
Welcome. You came for us. Now, how do you respond to this?
はじめまして.
Nice to meet you. Reciprocating it here.
Mm.
And in a previous beginner lesson, we threw in one of my favorite phrases, which is こちらこそ, same here, which you can say when responding to 初めまして. You can put it in front of your 初めまして. So, for example, if I meet Sakura-san for the first time and she says to me,
初めまして.
I can say, こちらこそ初めまして. What do you think of that, Sakura-san?
なるほどね.
Now, that is some very good Japanese.
Never used it before.
Just further evidence of how good it is.
Yes.
Yes. So, if you stick that in, you're really going to raise some eyebrows.
そうだね.
So, but again, that's a little more advanced. Check out the PDF for that.
Yes.
はじめまして. This is followed by
Johnny Depp です.
Name and desu, which is almost the equivalent of to be in English.
Yes.
Here in Japanese, it comes at the end. Your name first, followed by
です.
So, in your case, Sakura-san, it would be
鈴木 Sakura です.
One more time, slowly.
鈴木 Sakura です.
Last name, first name. 鈴木 Sakura.
Yes.
But the desu is always the same.
はい.
Now, here in the conversation, we have Johnny Depp. So we actually have his first name first and his last name. It's quite understood that when foreigners tell people their names, that first name comes first, followed by the last name. But you can also change the order to make it really Japanese. Deppu Johnny desu.
Oh.
What did you think of that?
すごい. Japanese style ですね.
There you go.
なるほどね.
Yeah, so if you really want the Japanese style, flip your name around. Last name first. First name last. Followed by desu. Peter Galante. I am Peter Galante. Then we have?
よろしくお願いします.
Which is a set phrase. And here you're asking for kindness.
Yes.
And I always think of it, please be kind to me. And as it's kind of an awkward translation, I always kind of think of it as like the golden rule. Please be kind to me. Like reciprocate the kindness I'll give to you. Or please be nice to me, as I will be nice to you.
Yes.
お願いします. So because Johnny spoke Japanese here, the interviewer was kind of taken aback, a little surprised here. So she says,
とても日本語がお上手ですね.
Translated, you're very good at Japanese, but it's kind of a reflex for most Japanese people when they hear someone speak Japanese. Whether you're good or not, they're going to tell you you're good. So it's kind of like, while the translation is, you're good at Japanese, please think of it as like, oh, you can speak Japanese. Because the jozu in there doesn't really mean that. So I'd like to change this translation to, oh, you speak Japanese. Followed by?
びっくりしました.
I'm surprised. And this is true.
Yes.
Yes. This is, there's some truth to this. Now, again, what we're introducing here are kind of set phrases. Yes. And we're not going to go into the grammar here because we want to get your ears accustomed to them so you can hear them and then know the responses which we're going to give you. And, you know, we're actually going through.
Yes.
But, you know, we have the past tense here. We have some complicated grammar stuff. And in fact, the line in the first one about you came for us. I mean, this is stuff advanced people can't even use correctly. So just kind of, you know, we want you to get a feel for it and be able to, for you to recognize these sounds and phrases. So you get complimented. What do you say? No, which is true. Yeah, you know, when someone compliments you, it's very Japanese to say, no, that's not right. You're very good at Japanese. Iie. So this answer is in response to the compliment about the Japanese, not the surprised.
日本語はとても難しいです.
Japanese is very difficult. And this is a nice little pattern. And this is one you could throw around a lot too.
Yes.
Like, oh, Japanese is very difficult. And, you know, when you don't understand something, you can use this. Or if you don't want to answer something, you can use this. So, you know, I would actually use this phrase.
Yes.
If an interviewer asked me a question and the translator, you know, even if you don't understand the question, but the interpreter interprets it for you and you finally understand the question, but if you don't want to answer the question, you can say, 日本語はとても難しいですね。
And you can get away with it, ne?
Yeah. So, hang on to this phrase as like your get out of jail free card. I heard there was some friction between you and so-and-so on set. 日本語はとても難しいですね。So, you can use this to get out of questions you don't want to answer. All right, Sakura-san. Our first celebrity survival phrases comes to a close. What do you think?
面白い。I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And don't be fooled by the name. It's not just for celebrities.
Yes.
This is for people coming to Japan, coming for business, coming for meetings, academic get-togethers, all kinds of situations. This is the stuff that, while you may not hear the extremely polite first phrase,
ようこそお越しくださいました。
While you may not hear that phrase, the other phrases are all staples of getting to know someone in Japanese. You're very good at Japanese. No, I'm not. Oh, nice to meet you. Introduction. So this goes across the board.
Yes.
So everybody should really benefit from this one.
I think so.
All right, Sakura-san. Thank you for taking us through this. Now, if we get some celebrity email, you're going to take those?
はい。よろしくお願いします。
All right. So that is going to do it for today. That was fun, Sakura-san.
ね。
ね。All right. So we'll be back. Again, we'll have 10 parts in this series and some really useful phrases, some interesting and fun things coming up. That is going to do it for today.
またね。